The personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program adapted from the original 12 Steps of Alcoholics Anonymous is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to one member share his or her own personal experience with Step 12 of the addiction recovery program.
Now, Elder Ennis, just take as much time as you want.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you all for everything that you've shared. It's an honor to be able to sit here in the circle and be able to look each one of you in the eyes and honestly feel that sacred love that exists whenever the Savior has touched lives. In summing up this group, I want to read Ether chapter 12, verse 27. "And if men come unto me, I will show unto them their weakness. I give unto men weakness that they may be humble. And my grace is sufficient for all men that humble themselves before me. For if they humble themselves before me and have faith in me, then will I make weak things become strong unto them." That is the essence of this group. That is the essence of this program. Step 12 is meant to be the culmination of all the previous steps to achieve the promise that was given in the beginning in the introduction, and that is that the Savior Jesus Christ, His atonement, can and will liberate you from addiction. Now, as participants, one of the things that I've learned the most is each one of us have been given a special blessing. Now, the Savior, everything, just like it says in Alma chapter 7, everything that the Savior suffered, everything that He went through, He descended below all things so He could understand and comprehend all things, so He could take upon Him the sins of His people, the pains of His people. Through His pain, through His suffering, He learned obedience, He learned wisdom, and He was given a gift of understanding, a gift of knowing. How does the Savior know? He knows by the things that He suffered and willingly suffered. Now, that gift that he possesses perfectly, He's able to take that gift, and as individuals, just like it says in Ether, as we humble ourselves, He's able to utilize His perfect gift to be able to help us perfectly. Now, on a smaller scale, as we go through the addiction recovery program, the 12 steps, and as we humble ourselves before the Savior and come unto Him, we gain, to a small degree, that same gift of understanding. For some of us, it might be concerning drugs. Some of us, it might be concerning alcohol. Some of us, it might be concerning pornography, eating, or whatever the disorder, whatever the addiction may be. Each one of us, on a smaller scale, gain that same understanding. As we go to these meetings and as people, individuals share, you see a lot of head nodding. It's because you understand, you know, because especially those who come in and they're newcomers to the program, individuals who have been there week after week, step after step, they know exactly where that individual is and exactly what they're thinking and they're feeling. And they know the hopelessness and the helplessness that they're feeling. And so there is some empathy, a gift of empathy and understanding that we are each blessed with, that individuals are blessed with as they go through and successfully apply these principles and work the principles. And it's a gift that the Savior gives to them, like I said, on a smaller degree. And He expects us to take that gift and use it in the lives of others, in helping lift them and helping them along their way. So in turn, when they get down the road, they're able to turn and help and love and bring other individuals further along the path. It's a blessing and an honor to be able to do these things for others, just as the Savior so freely and willingly does it for us each and every day. In step one, I shared a scripture found in Luke chapter 17, verses 12 through 19. I want to read it again. And it deals with our Savior and 10 men who were lepers. Verse 12, "And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, 'Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.' And when he saw them, he said unto them, 'Go show yourselves unto the priests.' And it came to pass that, as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answered and said, 'Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger.' And he said unto him, 'Arise, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole.'" Now, in step one, as I shared this scripture, this program, just like with the lepers, they're instructions that have been given to us by the Savior. And if we follow and apply those instructions, we experience the blessing of healing. Now, taking this scriptural account even further, there's one individual who experienced healing, who completed the circle by turning and returning to the Savior and glorifying and giving thanks. He received a gift, and he ratified that gift by returning and giving thanks to his Savior for the boon of liberty from his ailment, leprosy. Just like this scriptural account, each one of us, we stand afar off, and we're beckoning to the Savior, Jesus, Master, heal us. Heal us. The Lord gives us our instructions, and as we apply those instructions, the promise is that we will be healed. And I testify of that reality, the healing reality. And each one of us, just like in this circle, how do we return and give thanks and praise and kneel at the feet of our Savior? We do it by becoming a physical manifestation of God's hands in other people's lives. This scriptural account of our Savior explains the whole process of the addiction recovery program to a T. It's the essence of it. And as we turn and we use the gift that our Savior has given us, in reaching out to those, just like we have reached out to one another and those who are listening, and beckon and call and plead, come unto Christ, come unto Christ, and be healed and be liberated. I testify of his ability to heal. I testify of his ability to reach even the most lost soul. There's nobody, and I repeat, nobody who has traveled beyond the bounds of his ability to reach in his atonement. There's a reason, and I repeat it time and time again, there's a reason his atonement is referred to as infinite and eternal. I testify of our Savior and his love. I testify of his ability to heal and mend and liberate. He is the author of liberty in all of its forms. He is the author of our salvation. He is the author of eternal life, which is what we're all striving for. So I testify of him and his love. And in all of these meetings, I know the Savior's seal of approval is upon these meetings. And I witness of that tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
The full episode for Step 12 of the Addiction Recovery Program is also available on the Mormon Channel.